Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a quieter night, but we are not in the clear just yet. The red flag warning continues. Mary is tracking the high fire danger.
Plus, San Franciscans waking up to a new round of reopenings. The pandemic restrictions easing today for the first time in the Bay Area.
And a Bay Area county on high alert this morning, what it's doing to ensure a safe and fair election. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Key. Good morning.
Take a look at PG&E's current outage map. The areas in purple there, they show the community still without power this morning. The utility hopes to have it restored by tonight.
Let's get a check of the weather now with meteorologist Mary Lee. She has the latest on that dangerous fire weather.
Yeah, we're looking at an extreme fire danger still for our higher elevations. So the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills, and Diablo Range still under that red flag warning until 5 p.m. today. And tracking some strong wind gusts up on our mountain peaks this morning. We have very low relative humidity values to start off the day, looking at 11% in Napa, 16% in Petaluma, 13% in Livermore. So an extreme fire danger continues as we go through our day. Now, the winds will ease even up in the hills and mountains as we go through our day, but humidity values down to the single digits and teens, though, throughout our day today. Now, temperatures with that sunshine, looking at 73 in San Francisco, 76 in Oakland, 79 in San Jose, and 80 for high in Concord. So about 5 to 8 degrees above average for this time of year. I'll let you know when that ocean breeze will return for us coming up in just a few minutes. But now let's check in with Gianna, who is tracking delays on 880 in the Oakland area, right?
Yeah, Mary, we've got a few brake lights still lingering as you work your way southbound 880 this morning. That's due to construction right around 29th. Looks like they may be clearing it a little bit earlier, though, because they're getting a little bit better as you head through there. In the meantime, until everything's completely off the roadway, I would stick with 580 through Oakland if you're just getting ready to head out the door. Other than that, we've got a slow and go ride for that drive into the Altamont Pass. Super commuters, about a 30-minute drive time is what you can expect if you're going westbound 580 from 205 over towards 680. The brake lights start right around Mountain House in Tracy, and a couple of crashes CHP is working on. Eastbound Highway 4 at Railroad, look out for a crash there. There's also a wind advisory for the Antioch Bridge and Benicia Bridge, and there's a lane blocked due to a big rig accident on Highway 4 Marsh Creek Road westbound right before Walnut Boulevard. Looks like one lane is blocked and traffic is backing up in the area.
Well, Sunday night's winds were projected to be as fierce as those during the Tubbs Fire of 2017, but luckily no major fires materialized. But winds did knock trees onto some high-voltage power lines. PG&E says had they been on, flames could have been sparked. North Bay fire officials say their network of cameras helped them keep track of any hot spots. They also had extra first responders on duty throughout the night.
In an arc flash event, sparks, a big flash start, could be an ignition. And in those winds, very, very challenging to control.
We did have a few small fires here locally. With those small fires, we pushed resources at them very quickly. And the goal was to keep them small and keep them from spreading and becoming large scale incidents.
As we heard from Mary, the high winds are not over yet. PG&E will restore power when the danger has passed. And Governor Gavin Newsom will hold a news briefing at noon today on the state's response to wildfires and the pandemic. You can watch here on KPIX and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. Just head to KPIX.com.
Happening today, an update from the state and FEMA on the largest fire season ever to devastate California. They are expected to cover relief programs for wildfire survivors and debris removal. And don't forget, you can stay up to date on the fire danger and power outages on our new KPIX app. It gives you easy 24/7 access to newscasts, news updates, and breaking news alerts.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we're following the investigation into this crash in the South Bay. CHP officers were pursuing a vehicle along northbound Highway 17 when it crashed there at the off-ramp of Lark Avenue, hitting a traffic pole, plowing into the fence of a nearby apartment complex. The driver was treated there at the scene and then taken to the hospital. Not sure about that person's condition right now. Also waiting for more information from Oakland police right now on a homicide investigation that is on 89th near MacArthur. And here is some new video of that scene. The victim was found in a vehicle there along MacArthur, and there may be other victims. A lot of questions about exactly what went on there overnight. Officers laying down evidence markers, speaking to witnesses. They shut down MacArthur for several blocks while they investigated that scene. And again, we're hearing that there may have been more than one victim because there were reports of other shootings in the area overnight. But at this point, we have no idea if those were related. We will keep you posted this morning as we find out more. Back to you.
Happening today, San Francisco becomes the first Bay Area county to move into the state's yellow tier of reopening, thanks to low case and infection rates of COVID-19. KPIX5's Emily Turner joins us live from San Francisco with the new business reopening plan. Emily.
Yeah, we got the news that we'd moved into the yellow tier last week, but today is the day where it's actually happening. So that means if you are a big fan of climbing gyms, for example, you are welcome to get back at it. Reopening continues today after it passed into the yellow tier, which not only makes it the first, but the only Bay Area county to pass into this phase of reopening. Now, here's what that means. Non-essential offices and indoor climbing gyms are able to reopen with limited capacity. Indoor personal services like waxing and skin treatments are able to resume as well. And colleges and universities can increase their outdoor class capacity and request to hold indoor classes, although they have to be no longer than 2 hours.
We've continued to slow the spread of the virus, and because of that, we are moving to a yellow tier per the state, and we can continue our gradual reopening.
Okay, so what is next? That's kind of the question, right? Looking down the future timeline, San Francisco expects to reopen all indoor pools as well as bowling alleys with required safety protocols. That happens November 3rd, or is set to. And additionally, the city plans to increase capacity allowances to 50%, not just for indoor dining, but also for places of worship, theaters, museums, zoos, and aquariums. And then schools, of course, on a rolling basis will continue to reopen. And some high schools are on track even to return to in-person learning in November. Now, the next big takeaway, which is down the road, is that in the middle of November, potentially bars that do not serve food are able to reopen. So we're getting closer and closer to normal. But the caveat here, the health department says, is that we stay on track. So folks have to make sure that they are following all health and safety protocols and that our COVID cases continue to be low in order for this timeline to continue. Reporting live in San Francisco, Emily Turner, KPIX 5.
And for a list of what has reopened in your county and across the Bay Area, just head to kpix.com.
Happening today, a free COVID-19 testing site is opening up in Oakland at the Henry J. Kaiser Center. Alameda County, along with the Alameda Health System, launched the site. Those wanting to get tested do not need a doctor's note or insurance and will not be asked about immigration status. New this morning, a wave of layoffs is hitting the Oakland A's. As much as 20% of the team's workforce will lose jobs because of the pandemic. Nearly all of them are from a pool of 150 workers already furloughed. That's on both the business and baseball operations side, according to the East Bay Times.
One week until Election Day, and a reminder that today is the deadline to request a vote by mail ballot. Looking live in San Jose now, Santa Clara County law enforcement officers are sending out a warning this morning that there will be zero tolerance for voter intimidation. On Saturday, 100 additional vote centers will open in the county, and law enforcement plans to make sure it's safe to vote. So far, they say there is no sign of trouble with early voting in full swing.
For me now, I feel different. I've got my vote in. I don't have to worry about it.
All law enforcement agencies in Santa Clara County will be providing officers training on how to handle all situations that may arise.
And in San Mateo County, election officials are making it easier to vote by bringing the voting center to you. They brought this mobile voting center to Pescadero High School yesterday. It'll be there until Thursday and moves to Hillsdale Mall on Friday.
Having something that's just close by and convenient is just, it's amazing. Having real people to talk to is, this is a luxury in this age.
We want to bring mobile voting to the people. to make voting easy, safe, and convenient in San Mateo County.
KPIX 5 is bringing you the tools you need to vote smart this election on air on our new KPIX 5 news app and also streaming on CBSN Bay Area at kpix.com.
Developing this morning, a house fire in Marin County turned deadly. San Anselmo firefighters got the call around 4:30 yesterday. Chopper 5 was overhead as they tried to knock out the flames. Neighbors rushed to help, but many were left without cell service due to the PSPS.
I try to call. I can't call. It was like 15 minutes before the fire department could get here.
We were quite fortunate. Our relative humidity was around 4% at the time the fire broke out. Our winds had settled down a bit, which was favorable. And thankfully, this did not extend into the wild land.
One person died in the fire. Another suffered minor burns. The cause is still under investigation.
In the South Bay, police are asking for your help to identify the suspect accused of vandalizing the Azerbaijan Cultural Society of Northern California in Los Gatos. Last week, graffiti was sprayed on the outside of the building, which included offensive language and cultural epithets. Authorities are investigating this now as a hate crime.